Blog Talk Radio.
God love us, brother.
Yes, Lord.
It's good to know God love us. Amen.
Oh, hey, Brother
Randy. Hey, Brother Randy. I still believe in the word, though. God so loved the world, huh? He gave his only begotten. But he gave us a choice. Whosoever believes in him, you know, should not perish, but have everlasting life. So we feel good that, brother. He loves us. He loves us so much. That he came down here and saved old wretched man like us, you know. And I'm glad about it. For we was in thought of, Brother Randy, he came down. And when he came down, he took up all the curls and sins of life, man, and just walked on that
journey.
So we could be on this line right today. Listen to the
song.
Praise and worship, man. You know, thanking God for the Holy Ghost, man. Because, you know, it's impossible to serve God without faith. You got to believe in this time we're in now, Brother Randy. You can't just go out there and be wavy because everybody else is running with worries and problems. They got his own story, man. They have his own
story. I'm trying to put it in, my brother. Oh, you own it this morning.
God, God is too big for us to think just what's going on. He don't know nothing about it. God knows, but everything goes on. Matter of fact, I've been taught, Brother Randy, that he hears our thoughts, Brother Randy. He hears our thoughts,
yeah.
Man.
You know, people
thought about something, he was hearing it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't say that. Brother Randy, had anyone thought in our mind, even thinking about something, he was already on it, man.
He's
an awesome
know
God.
Your thoughts. Yes, Lord.
He's the awesome God, you know. And I love that part, Brother Randy, because we all play a part, man. Nobody's going to be left behind. Look, only you get left behind because you want to be left behind. You know, tell me, it's a free will thing. He's not going to force himself on nobody. That's why when we wake up with joy in our voice, man. You know, we really believe that when we woke up, it wasn't nothing on yesterday. It was so great, Brother Randy.
Oh, yeah.
Did so great, so good that he allowed us to be right here at this time, man. You know, and I don't. Some people tell me you got little and big, but I'm gonna tell you something. I'm not gonna put God in no box. I do know God weighs everything out, but I'm gonna let him do that. You know what I'm saying, my brother? Man, stand back. I'm gonna stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. You know what I mean? Brother man, we're gonna read a little bit today.
We're gonna try to dab the word.
Before we get in that word, we want to pray. We want to pray.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say this here for the listeners, man. We sure appreciate you coming out, man. Just to want to go a little farther in the word. Or just might just want to just set up a little thought to God, you know. This is the place to be,
yes,
man. We really believe that God is really touching us, man. We wake up in the early in the morning trying to get on with him, you know, trying to listen to what he got in store for us, man. Because we found out, boy. In times like this, it's a good time for saints to stick together. It's a good time.
Yeah.
It's a good time, but we just
ought to just warn
it, my brother. You ought to. We need to encourage one another, man. But, you know, we need to lift one another up because there's enough negativity out there, man. You know, it's all right to tell somebody you love them, Brother Randy. You never know when that day not be. You never know when that day might come. You might not even see that person, man, or hear from that person anymore, man. It don't make no less a man or woman to tell you love somebody. Because God gave love to us first. That's what that song you just prayed, right? Can you tell me about that song?
Oh, yeah.
The songwriter said he loves us, man. Hey, Brother Randy, they might find a lot of faults in me and you. But you know what, Brother Randy? He still loves us.
He still loves
us. Hey, Brother Randy, you know why I know that, Randy? Because I've learned in a little short time of living, I focus myself, get away from that negative stuff. I don't know why I'm here.
Get away from
that negative stuff, you know, and try to put some positive stuff, especially starting my day off like this. You want to start your day off with love. I don't know if you really believe me. You hit the one button. You think I ain't saying it right. If you really want to wake up in the morning with some pain and agony and worrying about all that, then instead of just waking up and saying, God, thank you for another day.
Thank you. Just thanking him.
Thank you for another day, Lord.
Oh, you on it,
Lord? I know you didn't have to do it, Lord. I know you didn't have to do it, Lord. You know what I'm talking about, Brother Randy? I'm gonna get in here because I want to. We're gonna search some scriptures, and we're gonna search some scriptures out. Let's do a little reading. Let me pray a little bit. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We come humble, Lord, thanking you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit that is already dwelling in this place, Lord. Lord, we ask you, Father God, to concentrate our mind, Lord. Lord, whatever's in our mind and our heart right now is not of you right now. We ask you to remove it, Lord. Lord, move any pain, move any agony, move any mental things right now that we have a receptive spirit this morning, Lord. We ask you, Father God, we carefully go through the word, Lord. Let it be your word to be touched your people, Lord. Lord, we just trying to be a instrument for you. We just trying to be a instrument to use by you, Lord. Lord, hide me behind the cross, Lord, that the people see your Holy Spirit, Lord, and feel your Holy Spirit, Lord. Let it be a fresh anointing in this place, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Someone said, what must I do to be saved? Let it be a fresh anointing to the Savior. Let it be a fresh anointing, Lord, that it touch someone's heart, want to do something a little different today. Just want to say, thank you, Jesus, for another day. It wasn't even promised for us, but you gave it to us, Lord. And we thank you, Lord.
Lord,
we ask you, Father God, to on the throne. We ask you to heal it, Lord. If there's any doubt in the heart, we ask you to heal it, Lord. Lord, we ask you, if somebody's wrestling with some finance problems, Lord, we ask you to bless that as well, Lord. Lord, we speak prosperity, but we don't speak it as well of the world. We speak prosperity in your love, Lord. We speak prosperity in your word, Lord. Ring on us today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. One more.
My God.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank, you.
Said, hey, bro. Thank you, Holy
Thank
Spirit.
Thank you. Yeah. As I say every day, brother, I'm just happy to be alive.
There you go.
Such a time like this.
Time like
days can be barred. No, cannot. I'll be barred. But thanks be to God, brother.
There you go. There
oh,
you go.
That he saw fit to bring us together.
Yeah.
Once more.
Yes, yeah.
He said in his word, when two and three gather in his name, Brother Eric,
in his name,
he will be
in
with
his name.
Us. Oh,
yes.
You say, Holy Spirit, have your way. He here with us, my brother. Let's take the journey, Brother Eric. We ready. We got on our arm or not. We ready. We got our helper with us. Now, Brother Eric, we ready.
Hey, Brother Red, I feel good about the armor, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Brother
yeah.
Man, I feel
we got
good
a
about
sword.
The armor, man.
Hey, Brother Eric, I don't know about you, but my sword is real well sharpened this morning. Good Lord.
Hey, you know what? Hey, Brother Red, I found out one thing, though, Brother Red. If it ain't sharpened, he can sharpen it.
Oh, yeah.
Can I get a witness? Yes, sir. I'm just
my.
Let's get in there, Brandon, so we won't be
on,
so long with this whole thing.
Come on, my brother.
I want to talk about the white horse. I want to talk about this white horse, man.
Oh, not the white horse. Oh, Lord.
I want to talk about this white horse, man. This white horse.
Man.
It's over in Revelation over here, brother.
Oh,
brother
man, you sure you want to go over there? Oh,
I just want to talk about this one horse. There's seven of them, but I just want to talk about this one today. You know what I'm talking about? The white horse.
Yes, Lord.
You know what I'm talking about? You know, and it's over there in Revelation.
Oh, yeah.
Revelation, chapter 6. Revelation, chapter 6. Brother Randy, I just want to talk about this white horse, man. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Revelation.
Oh, yeah.
You hear me, brother? Revelation.
That white horse.
I'm going to do it one more time. Revelation chapter 6. And we're going to begin in verse 1. Because we want to talk about this white horse.
My.
And it reads like this. Look how it reads. Again, Revelation chapter 6. And we're just going to read the first two verses. And we're going to try to go a little farther with it. Amen?
Amen.
And see it.
Come on, folks.
And see it. The lamb, it said, and said, when the lamb opened one of the seals and heard it was the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts said, come and see. And I saw, look what he said, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him. And he went forth, look what he said, brother, conquering him. And look what he did, into the conqueror.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, brother, man, I was looking at that, brother, man. I wanted to research that because the white horse, when you read in the Revelation, it can conceive you a little bit because what you're looking at is you're thinking talking about Christ. You think it's talking about Christ.
Oh, yeah. Because
he
says
he's coming in. He said he's coming in. And I want to say something with this, just for the sake of the understanding of this here. Look what it said. The Bible, they said it is argued that the color of the white horse is always associated with Christ throughout Revelation. Can I get a, you know what I'm talking about? They try to tie it up to him because how he says he's going to conquer. Look what, you understand what I'm talking about? But he this horse is the deceiver.
Yes, Lord.
That appears because he's white. See, because when you look at white, they look at white and they say it's pure, and it shows that it's a purity right there. So, but what it is, it deceives us because we're looking at the color, and the color like it's supposed to be pure, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Teacher.
And then we look what it said. Then the crown he was wearing was different from the crown Christ robe. Totally different, man. So, you know, he was showing us that I can show you a mirage. You know, this is how you think he looked. This is how be aware of them wool with sheep clothing. You know what I'm talking about? Be aware of those people looking like they're sheep, but really they're wolves. You know what I'm talking about? They'll deceive you, brother. They'll call you into there and talk to you, then their true color will come out. See, today we're going to find
brother,
out that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, brother, we do understand, we all should understand that the devil knows the Bible. Take me, Holy Spirit. I don't know why I'm going to. The devil is able to give you things that you think is blessing you. Oh,
yes,
help me, Holy Spirit. The devil can come and portray and be portrayed as a friend. Oh,
that's
help
it.
Me, Holy Spirit. Come on, brother. Come on, Pastor. Come on.
Watch this here, because I'm gonna explain this here, then I'm going to go to another scripture. Watch this here, brother, man. I told you about that the white horse is the deceiver. It looked like it's Christ because how he coming in on his horse, right?
Yes.
Then he had a crown wearing like he was Christ crowned. Then look at here, brother. He had a bow, right? And it symbolized conquer. He travel around warring for power. You know what I'm talking about? He walked around and he was getting this power with. As he walked this earth. Well, we're going to find out who this white horse is in a minute. Look what they did right here, brother, man. He said, this horse, right, it pitches up the apocalypse. You know what I'm talking about? There are the descendants up on the earth in later days to terrify and destroy this earth. This is what this horse is going to do. You know, I need a little help right here, brother, man. And the reason why I need a little help, Matt. Look what Matthew says. I'm going to try to get this thing in scripture. Matthew's over here. 24. Matthew's 24. Again. Matthew's 24. Look what it says in his reading. I'm going to start the first 3 verses.
Matthew 24 and verse 3.
Yeah, I'm going to start at verse 3. Yeah.
I'm in the King James this morning, too, my brother. I'm riding with you. I'm in the King James.
Yo, you riding the King with me, man?
Yeah, I'm riding the King with you.
I'm riding. We're going to ride. So, okay, we're going to go to Matthew 24 and verse 3. Okay, here you go. And he said, look at it. And he sat up on the Mount of Olives. And the disciples came unto him privately, Brother Randy.
Privately.
Saying, tell
us. Yes, Lord. Yeah, I'm with you.
Tell us.
Come on.
Tell us now. What should these things be? That we should be a sign come at the end of the time of the world. Look at what it said, right?
Oh, yeah.
And Jesus
answered
said unto him, take heed, what he said, that no man deceive you.
You better watch it over here, brother.
Jesus said, they came to him privately, right? And Jesus, when are these things going to happen? Over like in Revelation 6 over there.
He
said, take some. Jesus answered, I'm reading this in red. And one more time. He said, take heed that no man deceive you. Verse 4. Let no man deceive you. There's some delusion out there. What they doing? They act like they anti-Christ.
Oh yeah.
What they doing? They charismatic, brother Randy. They talk so persuasive. You know what I'm talking about? One time down here in Texas, they had a man down here. They call him David Koresh. You know what I'm talking about? And he prayed
to
come over here.
On what, man? Yes, Lord. Yeah. Yeah.
He persuaded the people to follow him, you know, and they put a little camp, they put a little gate around him, you know, and they was worshiping him. He was laying down with the kids, the wife, and look what happened in 1993. The government seen it. They knew it was wrong, man. You know, they're going to deceive you. You got to watch who you listen to. Look what it says.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to move, man, for many should come in my name, saying I am Christ.
Oh, yeah.
He said,
oh, yeah.
And it shall deceive men. And you
shall
hear of war.
Oh, my God.
He said, you should hear, look what he said, Brother Randall, wars and rumors of war. See that there be no trouble. For all these things.
This David Coercey guy you were just talking about,
he
called himself the Lamb of God.
Yes, sir.
He had these folks believing that he was the Lamb of God. My.
Yes, sir.
He prophesied about, war. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
He prophesied
yeah.
to these people that was believing in him, following him, about war. And, tanks and stuff like, listen. We on quicksand over here, brother. Come on, I'm riding with you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Because I like to read the Bible because, you know, the Bible, it helps you teach, right?
Yeah.
Jesus said Jesus had, he did his fast, his 40-day fast, Brother Randy, and the adversary came and got him, the devil himself came and got him, walked him around, you know, and said, can you take this rock and make it out of bread? And you know what Jesus said, man don't live by what? Bread alone.
Bread alone.
Out the mouth of God. You know what I'm talking about?
Lord.
That's why we get the word, so you can eat the word, not, hey. He wants you to put the word in you. So at such a time like this, so many should come in my name, saying I am Christ, and shall deceive many, Brother Randy. And they shall hear wars of rumors of see that, look what he said, see all these things. Look what he said, be not troubled. All of these things must come to pass. Look what he said, Brother Randy, but the end is not yet. See, we got to understand these things is gonna come because it's in the book. It's already prophesied that you gonna see wars, you gonna see rumors of war, you gonna see things going on in your life. He was trying to act a role of Jesus, and he was fooling the people. But Jesus just said, it's gonna be so many come and say, I'm Christ. I'm Jesus.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about? They're gonna be able to I'm saying they're the Son of God in the flesh. But look at what he said, Brother. He said, and you're gonna see rumors. You're gonna see wars.
We
seeing them right today.
We seeing them,
brother. He said, Don't let that trouble you. Don't let that trouble you. What's going on? It's got to
don't
happen.
It
don't worry about that.
It's got to happen.
He said, for nations should rise against nations, and kingdom against what? Kingdom. And there should be a famine and pestilence in the earthquake in divers places. And look at what he said. And all these things, look what he said. All these are the beginning of sorrow. You hear what I said about that?
Beginning of sorrow. It's going to be a whole
lot When I'm looking at this, we are seeing the people, the nations are fighting against a nation. We seeing that the kingdom, everybody trying to find who's going to be the, Trump going to be the man, or the man over there, or Korea, he going to be the man, or the man in Russia, or he going to be the man that we fighting against each other. He said, but these things going to happen.
Yeah.
And he said, pestilence, we see this disease, help me, Holy Spirit. They call it the coronavirus, you know, talking about the coronavirus. You know, and it's got the people all shook up. You know, we never tell you not to go outside without your protection. Wash your hands and cover your face, you know.
Watch how you get
close up on somebody because you can get this triplets on you. Because you might, hey, Brother Rand, yourself might be healthy, you know what I'm talking about, and don't know you have it. And you go where somebody have a immune system is low, and you track them, and you hear that they got the virus, you know what I'm talking about. So we're not saying don't go out, but we're saying this right here, people are rhyme for what you're supposed to do. I hope this just be nothing new. You should have been washing your hands all the time. You should be washing your clothes and your face all the time. This should be nothing new for somebody in this world. You know, we've been like this for all our lives. They used to make us get up and make up that bed. Get up and sweep that floor. Get up and clean up. Get up and wash the walls down. I mean, how many times we got to wash it, Mama, until I say stop? You know, these things we should be still while you're young. That's why I said that we're not talking about the president. We know that's to be a consensus of what's going on right now with the coronavirus. Now watch this here. He said earthquakes in divers places. I mean, how many people? I don't know about you, brother. Have y'all ever had an earthquake in Detroit?
Nope, we never had one.
Over in Texas, we have them. You know what I'm talking about? It tripped me out. One day I was sitting in the old kitchen, my old house with the shaking. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm telling you, man, never felt that before.
Yeah.
It's going to be going, man. The Bible said it's going to be divers. That means places you never know will be earthquakes. It's going to be going now. But then look what he said, brother, man. He said, all these are the beginning of sorrow. Then shall they deliver
beginning
you up to the affliction. Yeah, that's what he said. And shall kill you, and you what? Shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake.
Yes,
now when he's born here, now why he said he went talking about the White Horse, now you're over here. Because I'm trying to encourage you, it's going to be some people come to you very persuasive and charismatic. So when if you're not hooked up with the Word, if you're not reading the Word, studying the Word, what's going to happen is you're going to be easily persuaded in these last days. So you need to read and study. And when you study, hey, ask God for understanding. So what I'm trying to tell you, that these afflictions are going to happen. These things is going to happen. What you need to do is have faith. Don't let nothing move your faith. Verse 10, look what verse 10 says. And then shall many be offended, and shall be betrayed one another, and shall hate one another. You hear what I said? It's going to be a lot of us, man. If we don't watch it and we don't stay in prayer, man, we're going to be roaring against each other.
Man, I'm trying to tell you.
I'm right and you wrong. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to tell you.
Time is so short, brother. Brother Randy, time is so short, man, that we only understand how time is so short. I don't care how much school you have. I don't care how much accolades you got. Man, nobody knows the mind of God fully, man. There's some things God ain't thought about. You can't grasp it yet. You know, we ain't tapped into it yet, Brother Randy. But I find out one thing. He's not going to let his children be lost. He's not going to let us get lost. How we not going to get lost? You know how we going to get lost? Because he don't want us hating one another, Brother Randy. He want us to show love, man. How you going to hate somebody? How you going to love somebody you've never seen and hate
and hate somebody
you gave it in? How you going to do this? I've learned something when I did this now. Now, I might be missing this one here now. But I'm telling you, he wants a love in spite of even hardship come, even trial come, even tribulation come. What I'm talking about, Brother Randy, you're going to be put in some situations in these last days that you got to call on the Lord. You're going to be in some situations. You're going to throw both of your hands up, Brother Randy, and say, Lord, have mercy on me, Lord. Lord, I surrender to you. You're going to be on that kind of stage, Brother Randy. What I'm talking about, Brother Randy, he wants us to watch out, verse 11. He said, it's going to be many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Now, we're here now. And look what it says. And because of the iniquity about love of many shall wax cold. All help me, Holy Spirit. He said they're gonna be so persuasive, but they're gonna come. But watch this here. When you connected to God, Brother Randy, he gonna show us this. He ain't gonna let us be deceived. But what I love about God, it's a free will. He don't force us to serve him. You can serve God as much as you want to, Brother Randy. Hey, I know I'm right about it. Some people don't want to say it, but you know why? Because Because I still want to straddle that fence, Brother Randy. what the scripture said, what that said, that revelation said, I'd rather have you what? Hot and cold than lukewarm.
Than lukewarm.
Y'all probably don't do that up in the north, right? Up there in the north. Y'all probably ain't got fences, huh? Them fences, you know, we used to jump them fences, boy, if you didn't have no good oaks, you might get hung in the middle, right?
You might get hung up on
you know what I'm saying? That's very uncomfortable, Brother Randy. That's not a comfortable sight, Brother Randy. So that's what he's saying. You got to choose this day who you're going to serve. Is you going to serve God Oh, you gonna send
me? Amen. Yes, Lord.
He said, "What
yes,
you gonna do?" He said, "You gonna love one and hate the other one." That's what he said. You know how we are with our flesh. Sometimes we try our best to walk with the Lord. That's what he said. The iniquity. See, the iniquity is wickedness. That's verse 13. I'm almost.
Oh,
I'm almost in there. The iniquity is like it covers you, man. And when it covers you, Brother Randy, it causes you to be ashamed. You know what I'm talking about? If
yeah.
you're a child of God.
Yeah.
Now, if you're not a
yeah.
child of God, you don't even feel it.
You don't even
it. Don't
you
even
don't
bother
care.
You. You don't even care. You just. That's why he said the love of many shall wax cold. You know what I'm talking about? You know, you're going to sit around there, Brother Randy. Let's do this in a simple way. Don't you know if you separate yourself from God, you're going to fall short?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Oh,
what
yeah.
you talking about? We fall short, and we with him. Now, I'm talking about you're going to fall short of heaven, though. That's what I'm talking about, Brother Randy. You know,
listen.
It's a different, you know, it's a different sin, don't you, Brother Randy? It's a sin
That's
to death, right. and it's a sin. So, when a believer sins, what he does, he or she repent and don't do it no more. When a person willing to sin, he just constantly sins. So what he does, he loses the sacrifice of sin because he what? He done turned himself over to the things he loves. Oh, I know him in the book, man. Oh, I know him in the book, man. I got this one more scripture, and I'm going to go somewhere else, Brother Randy. And this gospel
Come on, bro.
Of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for the witness
all
of the faith. Look what he said.
Yes,
and then shall be the end come. Look what he said. Now watch that. I'm going to read it again. I think a lot of people don't understand this now. He said when the end is finna come, Brother Man, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached
yes.
in all the world for a witness
yes.
unto all nations. And then shall the end come.
Yes, Lord.
This gospel
yeah.
has to North, South, East, and
East,
West.
Yes. Yes,
you hear what I'm saying? It has to reach all over the world, man. In your mind, Brother Man, you with me right now. In your mind, you believe everybody already heard about God, right?
Right.
In your mind. We don't know, though. You know, it's a place that we probably can't drive a car up into. You know what I'm talking about? Probably got to take a horse
yeah.
and buggy to get up there. You know what I'm talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah,
they have never
yeah,
heard about
yeah.
our Lord and Savior. He said, it reaches all over. Can I teach it like that, Brother Wendy? It reaches all over the world. You know what I'm talking about? And then, that's what he said. I'm just reading what the book said. Then says the end comes. Did your King James read that way? They'll read like
oh,
this.
Yeah.
I'm saying. He said,
oh,
then
yeah.
it should come. Hey, Brother Randy, look what he said.
And
I'm going to read it one more time. It's a power here,
come.
Man. It's a power here. Don't let nobody deceive
my,
you.
My,
look
my,
what
my.
He said. He said, in this, the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world.
All the world.
For a
witness
unto
all
nations. Then
yes,
shall the end come. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds like some good news to me, Brother Randy.
Hey, listen, that's some good news there, brother. That's some
like
great
good
news
there. Hey, we don't have to
news.
Be scared. Hey, Brother Man, we don't have to be scared, Brother Man. You know what I know about that? Because I found out in the name of Jesus, if it's in the book,
yes.
you can trust it, brother.
Oh, yes. Oh,
that's why I like
reading
the word. You can trust it. Man can philosophize. Man can stand up and really be so persuasive, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I was talking about David Koresh. If you go back a little far, I think it's old, back in 79 or 80, right up and there, they had that old boy, and I think his name was Jim Jones, or you know what I'm talking about?
Jim
he
Jones.
Had him, he had him drinking that juice, you know what I'm talking about? He had them all over there, and these were just weren't no average people. These were supposed to be some God-fearing people, but they were persuaded,
oh.
you know what I'm saying? So that's why he wanted to get in this word. See, get in this word, Brother Ray. I'm going to shift gears now. I'm going to go to Thessalonians.
Come on, brother.
Second Thessalonians. I ain't going to hold you long. Here we go. Here we go, brother. Second Thessalonians, chapter 2, beginning at verse 8. Look what he said right here. Verse 8. And
verse
then,
eight.
Look what he said. Look, you with me yet?
And I'm right here with you. And then,
okay, and then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume beard of his mouth. And then she, look what he said, and shall destroy with the what? The brightness of his color.
Right.
Oh, I love that part, bro. Hey, brother Landon.
Yeah.
We want to behold his face. We want to behold his face. When, see, Jesus is this true Savior going to come. This other was a phony. That white horse is a phony. He's it's deceiving the people because how he conquered. But he's going to conquer the conqueror. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
this one here, he said he's going to reveal that wicked person. And he's going to reveal him. To, look at it. And he's going to consume him with his mouth. Hey, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's going to bring him out, and he's going to show people who he is. And then he's going to destroy him with his presence. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When that wicked one sees it, that's how the people ought to see the child us as we are believers. They should know a difference. Help me, Holy Spirit.
They should know
a difference when the believer's in the house. Well, what I'm saying, I ain't talking about Holy Roller. I ain't just saying all that. That's fine. That's fine. That's what they call it. Don't even worry about it. But I'm talking about they should know you got God in you. What I mean by that? Man, it should be a thing. If you're in a situation and it's uncomfortable to you, man, you're supposed to get away from it. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Brother, you're supposed to leave that alone.
Oh, yeah.
And follow God. You with me so far? If you get in a situation and you see it, say, well, man, I need to get out of this situation. And you might be around some people. Man, it's all right to say no, brother, man. It's all right to say yes.
Oh, yes.
So when you're there, there should be a difference between who's serving God and who ain't. You know what? The Bible said we are peculiar people, brother Randy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
We ain't no average person just walking around. They should see there's a difference about you, brother Randy. Now, watch this here. I'm almost home. Even him coming in after the work of Satan, with all power, signs, and lies, and with all deceivableness and unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of truth, that they might be saved. Oh, look, And for this cause, God shall send them a strong delusion, that they should see the lie. He's going to turn you over to him, brother,
yeah.
Right? He's going to come.
Yeah.
That might not. People going to come. You think they're going to be right, but they're not going to be right, brother. Right? They're going to deceive you. They ain't going to have a true love. See, the true love is Jesus Christ. What I'm talking about.
Yes,
I should not say this to no believer. The true believer know that Jesus really died and rose. It shouldn't be a doubt. That if you really follow the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, you should know that your Savior relies in Jesus.
Yes,
because he's coming back.
Yes.
He's coming back. The scripture is going to be fulfilled. Now, I like this part, brother, man. Look how I like it. Because he said that the unrighteous in them, they will perish, brother, man. They will receive love of truth, and they might not be saved. But look what God said. For this cause, God should send a strong delusion. He's gonna put it on there. If you want to say that, he said you're going to turn to it because you ain't listen to his heart. You're going to turn to it because you ain't listen to his heart. See, I like it like this here. Someone come on, what you talking about? David. Come here, David, for a minute. David was a man after God's own heart. David was a killer. David took a man's wife and took that man, the wife of that husband, put him on the front line and got him killed. He got him killed because he was in love with Bathsheba. But God said he was a man after his own heart. See, you can repent. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now, I'm not telling you to go out there and do no wrong. Trust me, I ain't teaching you to do that. But I'm telling you this, ain't nothing too hard God won't forgive you for. Don't let nobody hold you to no sin. What you need to do to them, you tell them, man, I already gave that to God. If you have to go to that person, you sin again. I'm going to ask you to forgive me for what I did to you.
Yeah.
If I put you in an uncomfortable position. Sometimes we put people in an uncomfortable position, Brother Randy, so they have to, what they say, retaliate. Can I say it like that? The cupcake is tip or tap, you know what I'm talking about? But when I say, when you're in Christ, I always, see, I've learned this. I'm almost through, Brother Randy. You know I talk too much. But you, look what I said when I said this. He said, a soft answer, Brother Randy, would turn away wrath. Oh, help me now. A soft answer would turn away wrath. So when someone comes to you and you feel like you gotta, you want to tell them off, what you do? You don't tell them off. You just say, man, let me pray about it. If you ain't got nothing good to say, what they tell them when we was young, Brother Randy, don't say nothing at all.
Don't say nothing at all. Yes, Lord.
Don't say nothing at all. And I meant that, Brother Randy, because he said that look what he said, that they all might be damned. This in the book now. Who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. But look what he said. But we are bound to give thanks always to who? To God. For your brethren, beloved of your Lord. Look what it says. Look, because God has from the beginning chose you. Look at that. Look at that. Chosen you to salvation through the sanctification of the. Look what he said. Belief of the truth. Now, I'm almost home with this here, brother.
Oh, yeah.
I'm almost home with this here, man. But don't you know, Brother Randy, your date is already predestined. It's already said, Brother Randy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people say.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can't rush it. One thing about it, you can't move that date, but just, God still knows the date. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, he told them kids, he said, if you don't obey your parents, you can shorten your days, but God still knows
that date.
He told Hezekiah, when he turned to the wall and asked God for some more help, he wanted to live a little long. God gave him 15 million years, but God still had that date. You know, the day ain't gonna come out of his hand. He still know the beginning and the ending, Brother Randy. He still know the beginning and the ending. Why did I say that, Brother Randy? Because over here, First Peter, I'm out here right here, Brother Randy. Over here, First Peter four. I'm almost out here, Brother Randy. First Peter four.
Yeah, Lord.
And 17. No, this 17. Is what he's doing with the church now. First Peter four. And 17.
Come on, brother. I'm there with you. Come on.
Look what he says. 1 Peter 4:17. I'm here, man. For the time has come. The judgment must begin at the house of God. What should then the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? Now, I guess this might not be in my book. Let me read it one more time. I didn't ask it. He said, for the time is to come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that, look what he said, obey not the gospel of God. Look what he said, Brother Man. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, what shall the ungodly and the sinners appear? Wherefore, look what he said. Let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their soul, and to him is well doing as the unfaithful. Look what it says, as unto the faithful creator. Man, we got to hold on. And we learned that there are two books. It's a book of life, and it's a book of our work. And he judges it. And I'm telling you something, Brother Randy. You don't want to try to believe God after the fact. You want to believe God before you die. Let me tell you about it, Brother Randy. You want to believe that he is Alpha and Omega. You want to believe that he is the beginning and the end, Brother Randy. You want to believe that he first and last. Come on with it now.
Brother D said all the time, it's better to get there and find out that it wasn't really a God, then to get there and find out that it was, you need him. My God.
Take that chance,
Oh, don't take that chance. Don't take that chance.
I just read, he said, for the time is coming. The judgment must begin at the house of God.
House of God. Yes, sir. I like that.
We're going to be judged, brother. He said it's going to start with us. And then he told us that. He didn't leave us there. And he told him, if I go down, he said, he said, it's the righteous, the sinner to be saved. What should the ungodly and their sinners?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be harder. He said, it's going to be better than we eat in. Somebody said, I fell short. Yes, sir.
I'm stuck right there. I'm stuck right there when it says first, for the time is coming that the judgment must begin at the house of God. And if first begins at us, shall the end be of those that obey not the gospel of God? Oh, my God. I'm stuck right there. I'm stuck right
Brother Randy. You know, sometimes you know when we've been around a little while, sometimes don't need no explanation to it's self-explanatory. But let me help you a little bit. He's saying we are the children of God, right? If you're the children of God, he said judgment will begin with us.
Oh yes,
And he said he said first begin with us, and then he said the end of that. He said, how is it that someone don't obey the gospel? Not following the word. Hey, what you think gonna happen to them? That's what he's saying. And he wants us to know He wants us to know right there, Brother Rand. Look what he said. He wants us to know right there, because that next verse helps us with it, Brother Rand, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah.
Can you read that one? Next verse? That next verse. Helps us with it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It says, and if the righteousness scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinners appear?
Come on, man. He told us that now. It's in the book, man. We didn't make that one up.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Did we make it up, brother?
Oh, yeah. We can't make it up.
And I love it. I love this, brother, man. You know why? Because you don't have to worry about it. As long as you got the blood running warm in your vein right now, if you didn't have faith, you can get it right. You know?
We've been talking about that all week. Man.
To right now. You can get,
what can man do to what can man do to me? What can man do to me? Fear not.
Hey, what are you afraid of? Hey, brother, since you said we've been talking about all week, look what Romans 10 said. Yeah, look at Romans. I'm gonna tell you why you can get on forward. Look what he said.
Yeah.
He said that if thou should confess, I'm Romans 10 and 9.
Romans 10 and 9.
That if thou confess. Look what he said. He said that if thou confess with thy mouth that the Lord Jesus, and should believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. But with the heart, and this book said man, but we know that means man and woman, believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confess is made unto salvation. But the scripture says, whosoever believe on him should not be ashamed. You hear what I'm saying? Let me say Tyler's in. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek.
And the
same Lord over all rich. Look what he said. Rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever should call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So let nobody twist you around, man. You know, if you believe in the resurrection, if you believe that God died and, you know, he sent his son down to die and he raised him up out the grave, he said you will be saved. Now, I'm just going to say it. He said, but you got to confess it, though.
You got
to believe it. You got to believe it, Brother Randy. Not just believe in this thing because you want everybody to hear it, but it got to come from the heart.
Yes, Lord.
You got to come from the heart. You can't shut a dive, God, man. He knows our heart. He's a heart regulator, man. Last time I found out, he's a heart regulator, man. Look at here now. What I said is again, if you misunderstand me, if you're listening to me, verse 9, 10 and 9, Romans says that if thou should confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and should believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confess made unto salvation. I gotta keep going. But the scripture says, whosoever believe on him should what he said, should not be ashamed. I something come across my head. when I read that. You know what I said? The reason why I said that, but something came across my mind, because if you serving God and you're ashamed of God, the Bible said if you're ashamed of me before man, I'm going to be ashamed for your my heavenly Father. When you come in front of him. Because right now, he wants us to stand bold. That's what you told us the other day. He wants us to be carried. You know, sometimes you got to walk along on this old race, man. Sometimes you got to be God with this. Lord, help me, because it's some things I just don't understand. But, Lord, I know you know if I put my faith in you, I know everything else will come out. Because it was a man one day, brother, man, I'm almost home. It was a man one day, the daughter needed healing. You know what I'm talking about, brother, man?
Daughter
needed healing, and these were walking, and he already healed one of the issue of blood, and he said, well, Lord, he said, I got the man, right? I could tell a man come, I could tell a man to go. You know, he said he wasn't worried to allow Jesus to come in his house. You know what? When you talk about, he told one of them old men, said, you know, we told him, no, I believe, but help my unbelief. There's some things my unbelief. There's some things you just didn't understand, brother, man. But you got to trust in the Lord, man. You know what I'm talking about? What I'm saying, that sounds crazy, right? But no, it don't. If you really look at it, how many of you woke up on your own this morning?
Oh, yeah.
How many of you said, well, I guess I just get on up? Some people don't have that right mind. Their mind ain't right to know to put one foot down and the other one down and get out of bed. Somebody getting help to get up right now. Somebody getting help to get up right now. We can't take things for granted. You know what I'm talking about? We can't take it for granted. What I'm talking about, brother Randy, this life is so short, man. Man, you could be here today and gone today.
You can be gone the next second.
That's why we try to constantly keep God in our heart. You know what I'm talking about? So, because I know ain't nothing you can do in this body to save you. Because Jesus is coming down. Ain't nothing you can do so perfect. You're going to get there. You can forget that. You can try your best. They ain't going to get it, brother, man. It's going to be because of the resurrection, man. So, brother, man, I'm going to get out of the way. That's all I had today, man, unless you got anything to throw in there with you.
Hey, listen, it's a meeting there. It's a meeting there. I'm still over here at this white horse, Brother Eric. May God be in the blessing of his word. May God touch the man of God who brought the word this morning.
Yes, sir.
Continue to edify
yes, sir.
My brother. Continue to yes, sow sir. Into you, continue to give you the spirit of him. Oh,
yes, sir.
Me, Holy Spirit. May he continue to just use you in a mighty way, you know?
Yes, Lord.
It's not about us. It's about Lord. Jesus.
Thank
I want
you, Lord.
To hear a little bit about that white horse, though, before we go, Brother Ed, and then we can get
come on, man.
Out of here.
Come on with it.
But I want to read what my study manual say about that white horse you was talking about. I want to read a little bit about Matthew 24:2. It's something telling me just to get over there and study, man. You see what
come
it says, too.
Come
it
on,
says, listen what it says. It says, each of the four horses is a different color. It says, some assume that the white horse represents victory and that its rider will be Christ. Watch this, Brother Ed. Because Christ later rides to victory on a white horse. See, it's going to be some confusing in there, Brother Ed. Oh, it says, listen to what it reads like. But because the other three horses related to judgment and destruction, this rider on a white horse would most likely not be Christ.
Come on, man.
Oh.
That's what we've been saying. You've been deceiving the people, man.
Listen to what it says. It says the four are part under the judgment of God. Premature for Christ to ride forth as conqueror. It says other horses represent different kinds of judgment.
The red horse represents warfare and bloodshed. Oh, it's teaching us right here, brother. It says the black horse represents feminine lane.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
And the pale horse represents death.
All right,
it
now.
It says the high price of wheat and barley illustrates feminine condition. Oh, feminine
that's
land.
That's it. Famine.
Oh,
famine.
It says,
but
the worst is yet to come.
Come on, man.
It says, complete peace will only come when Christ returns.
That's it.
Picture in Revelation of the coming persecution and national and natural disaster is gloomy. It says, but ultimately, it is cause for great joy. Oh, see, everything happens for a reason, brother Eric. Listen to it. Listen to what it says. It says, when believers see these events happening, the things that's going on around the coronavirus, brother Eric, the war and rumors of war that's going on around us, the things that's happening all around us, when believers see these things happening, listen to what it says. When believers see these things happening, they will know that their Messiah return is coming soon.
Come on, brother man.
Oh, my God.
That's it.
And they can look forward to his roaring of justice and peace. It says, rather than being terrified, my brothers and sisters, help me, Holy Spirit. Rather than being terrified, rather than being scared by what is happening in our world, this is the word of God, y'all. We should confidently await Christ's return to bring justice and restoration to his people.
Boy, you also.
Listen, my brothers. Listen here, man.
What's up?
Listen here,
talk
man.
To him.
My.
Are you on something?
My God. Oh,
you on something?
Can I read that one more time, brother Eric?
Rather than being scared
of what's going on around us, help me, Holy Spirit. Rather than fearing the things that's going on around us in this everyday life we live in, believers, as children of God, as Christians, help me, Holy Spirit. We shall confidently await Christ's return to bring justice and restoration to his people.
My. He's coming. He's coming to help us.
He's coming, my brother. He's coming.
Don't want the word.
He's coming. My God.
Hey, brother Randy. But that old horse, right? That white horse, now it want to deceive us, I want to get you before he comes.
I want to get you before he comes.
So you can serve me.
My God. May God be in the blessings of his word, my brother. Excellent word this morning, man. Excellent word.
Watch this here, brother.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is, I'm weak, no strength. tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die.
Praise God. Take me to the king.
Take me to the king.
Take me to the king.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Take me to that king, man. I tell you what, it's a good time to get on board. You know, we wanna open up the floor. Yeah, if anybody have anything to say, or anybody wanna, you know, prayer, or they wanna testify, they can do it right now. You know, you won't hear from us. And let God say the same to next week at this time. If you want to just thank God, or you want to get prayer, or you just understand the scripture, you can do it at this time.
Oh, yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank God for the Holy Spirit. The doors of the church are open, Brother Ed. The doors
It's open. All you got to do is hit the one button. If you want to talk. We thank God for His presence. Thank God for everybody that came home, because, you know, that's what we do. We try to. It's been a glorious day, man, you know. It's a good way to start your day out. You know, that's what we try to do, just try to uplift one another, man. You know, we don't claim to be no scholar. We just claim that we love God. We just want to just uplift his name. And we found out that I'm this old church boy. Sister Emily, we found out this Sister Emily.
So I kind of have a question.
Come on with it.
Okay, so, like, talking about the white horse and stuff, I remember a few years ago my mom was telling me a story about, I think it was, like, one of her great aunts or something. She was real sick. She was in the hospital about to pass away. And, like, right before she did, you know, right before she took her last breath, she said, "I see a white horse."
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I was just, you know, thinking about that and just trying to put the two together.
Well, see, Jesus came on an ass coat, right? That was when he came through the town. And people been taught that Jesus is going to come back on a horse. And he's going to have a horse. He's coming to prevent him. So what we're trying to tell you about this horse, this particular horse right here, is a deceiver. He's going to be an imitating of Christ.
Yes.
You know, he's going to look like, he's going to be charismatic, and you don't watch it, you'll be persuaded to believe in him.
Like the Antichrist, right.
There you go. Could anybody, see, he might not even come right off the bat to say he's, you know what I'm talking about, that he, that he might persuade you by get you in there to just to talk to you, but he might not come around back and say he's Jesus, but he might persuade you how he carried the word. Like my brother was
saying,
the devil. You know, he might get you in there and say, man, he's teaching right. She's teaching right. She's telling me what I want to hear, you know, and I feel like it's the word. But I'm going to tell you this here. So then, don't even worry about that part. Because if you believe in Jesus, when he touched down, you ain't got to worry about it. Because I believe in my heart that you believe Jesus. Well, it won't be no doubt that you know he came from you.
I mentioned
a while ago that when he come, just his appearance, the wicked have to flee. But when you see him, you're going to fall to your face and say, Lord, thank you for your presence.
Oh,
thank you for
God.
Your love. Every time you look at him, like the seraphim, and you're going to be like the seraphim, you're going to look at him, and you know what you're going to say? You're going to say, thank you, Jesus. I believe. I knew you was coming. You're going to have your own
testimony.
But I'm telling you something. He's not going to fail us. You just got to hold on to him until the untamed
hold
thing.
On.
It's gonna get a little worse. And what you ain't seen, I never. This is why I'm this here. If she seen God, she had to know God before she left.
She did.
Yeah. Well, there ain't no but worry about that one. Hey, even with question.
Well, it was. Yeah.
He said his word.
My sheep know my voice. Help me, Holy
Spirit. That's it.
So you gonna know who he is, and she knew.
She was smiling when she took her last breath after she said that. That's why it was it's so significant.
That was him. Man.
That was him. Because we don't die in though. We know before we die. You understand what that sound right there? That you understand what I'm talking about? We don't die then though. Some people die and say, "Nah, I believe." No, we knew before we died. That he died and rose. It should be a doubt.
Oh, yeah.
When you know he came down and saved you, you know it should be a doubt that God is ever present. Matter of fact, I'm gonna say this in faith. I know you feel him today. Did you, sister? Did you feel him today? Did you feel his presence today, sister Emily?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you walk with Christ and you hear the word of God and you don't feel nothing. You better check your relationship out. It ain't because all we did is gave the scripture and gave a little enlightening on the scripture, but the scripture supposed to keep you, man. It's supposed to help you in time. We need it right now. Oh, I know right about it. We need it right now. That's why he wants us. See, we need to take time out to read. We need to take time and get to God first. We need to take time and get some. You know, I'm gonna say this. You might look at a lot of things on TV, right? You might see a lot of things on TV, right? It catches your mind and your heart, right?
Yeah.
But boy, if you don't put God first, if you don't let God come in your life first, see everything else is just sinking sand. Everything else you set yourself on sinking sand. That's why we try hard to do what we do every morning, child. Because we ain't also helping y'all. We helping ourselves, too. Oh, yes. We helping ourselves. Come on with this caller.
601.
601.
381.
81. Yeah. Your mic is hot. 601. 3081. Your mic is hot. Maybe they didn't want to say that. They might just accidentally hit the one, but that's all right.
Okay. They're still open anyway. My. Hey. What a show. Another blessed show, my brother. Another blessed show.
God bless. Again, we're going to run the one more bleed. You want to say something or you want to,
While they thinking about it, I'm going to play a little song, not about us.
Hold on, Ren.
Yeah.
I'm back. I was busy. You know, my word came through on my phone today, and I'm still stuck on it. And it said Acts 2, verse 17. Acts 2, verse 17.
I got
it. It said, and it should come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
Oh, yes.
And all your sons and your daughters shall prosper. And your young men shall see in vision, and the older men shall dream dreams.
Dreams. Yes, Lord. Yes. Lord.
All right. I'm still, bro, Eric. I'm stuck right there.
Let me unstick it right there. Let me back up to 14, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Can I unstick it? Let me back up to 14, because I got to get the understanding. But Peter, you know what I said, right? But Peter standing up with the 11. You know, because Judas, it was 12, but Judas what? He betrayed Jesus. Right? He betrayed him. And as he betrayed him, it went number one. He hounded himself and died, so it's 11 of them. Look what he said. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lift up his voice and said unto them, you men of Judea, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be ye this knowing unto you, hearken unto my voice. But look what he said. For these are not drunken as you supposed to. See it is but the third hour. Read it on the day. So early in that scripture, brother, on the day, early in that scripture, when you just read, see, the Pentecost had just hit the church. They all came on one accord. And then they were speaking in tongues. They were speaking in their own language. And there was some people there looking and asking what they saying. He said, no, they're not drunk. It's at the what? The third hour, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're not drinking it. You know, normally they drink at night, you know, but they drunk at they're not drunk. That's what that scripture was saying. And then that's when he came. He said, and he said, come to pass on the last day, said God, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young man shall see visions, and the old man shall dream dreams. And on my servant, I got to keep going, brother. On my servant, my handmaid, I will pour out my spirit. Those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show wonders of earth and signs and fire and
Nah.
Say what now?
Somebody, Michael.
That was me. That was me. I'm still working. That noise you heard.
Okay, I want to bring that whole text with you so we can make sure we tied up together. And then the sun shall turn into the darkness and the moon to the blood before the great of the notable day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. There you go again. Brother Nutter,
yes.
When he comes, we're going to see the sign. We're going to see the sign, scripture you hung up on. We're going to see that sign that Joel spoken in the Old Testament. He just prophesied. He just brought it back again, Peter did. And he was telling them what was going to take on when the time comes, when Jesus is going to hit this scene. That's what he said.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they always give me that inspiration. And it said, isn't it amazing that God has the power to do great things through us? He pours his spirit out, and through him alone, men and women are able to do things that they could never do apart from God.
Oh, yes.
God can do anything. He has the power to move mountains, to speak his word through humans, and to do great work in the end. Through us, God is truly amazing. That's what they gave me at the end of that.
I like that note. That's tied with the scripture.
Oh, yeah.
That's tied with the scripture.
Yeah, go
right
with
horse.
It. Yeah.
You're tied up with the right horse.
Hey.
He put it in your heart. Hey. That's a good one, brother. We help each other, man. We help each other, man. Earn, sharp, and earn. To help the confidence of his friend. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
we lift one another up. We encourage one another, man. As you reading, as you giving your scriptures, man, you helping me. You know what I'm talking about? You telling me what we just read, God's going to be he gonna be there to help us in a time of need, man. And it's at that time now.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
I've been reading it earlier. I was didn't know if I needed to back up or move forward, so I needed to do both.
We good. Don't even beat yourself. Good. You good. God good, man. We're a team, man. It's wide this
thing.
What's the subject? What's our title of our show? God's Plan.
God's Plan? Yeah.
God's Plan. Ain't nobody getting no pat on the back. Only nobody getting lifted up is God. Be
encouraged,
yes, brother.
Lord.
Yeah. Be encouraged.
My.
Hey,
I'm going back on mute and listen.
Again, we can do this one more time. Make a plea. If not, we can get the prayer and get on and the song. Get on out here, brother, man.
Give him a little time. Hold on while we listen to this for 1 second. Give him a little time. Hold on.
If you can't know, that it's not about you, but that it's about Jesus Christ, the one who sits high on the floor, make some noise! Oh, y'all too quiet in here. Come on, let's go. Hey, it's not about us. We came here tonight for the man who died for me. It's about Jesus.
It's about Jesus.
I'm too quiet tonight. It's not about you. Hey, but it's about Jesus.
Came out to listen, or even listen on the internet. We want to thank everybody come out. We ask y'all keep us lifted up, man. Keep us prayed up because we just trying to do the Lord. We ain't doing it for no money. We just doing it trying to lift up the kingdom. You know, we just trying to help one another. You know, if you don't do nothing else, prayer for our show, man. That we stay together. If no one comes, you know, we land in the word. No weapon prophets. Inform them with prosper. So we believe it. You know, I'm going to do this right and we can get on out of here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We come with a heart and thanksgiving, Lord. We come, Lord, thanking you, Lord, for the word that went forth, Lord. We just ask you, Father God, that we come humble to you, Lord, that to keep us humble, Lord. Keep us with your heart of the people, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, to bless everyone on this. Listen by the sound of radio or by the sound on the phone, Lord. We ask your spirit family, Lord. cover them, Lord. Keep them protected, Lord, for the diseases running around there, Lord. Keep joy in the house, Lord. Sometimes we have to stay in the house for a long time, Lord, but, Lord, you just ask, put comfort there, Lord. Let the Holy Spirit guide us if we try to do your will, Lord. Let the Holy Spirit put us in a place of peace, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for the words. If anything was misunderstood, Lord, and Lord, we just ask you to go that way and touch their heart, Lord. If anything was didn't touch the person's heart, the understanding, Lord, just ask you up the understanding of, Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. And we ask you,
yeah,
Father
Lord.
God, all this name. Amen.
Oh, yeah. Bless him. Bless him. I've got a wonderful, I mean absolutely wonderful, Holy Ghost filled surprise for you. I mean, this person is absolutely revolutionized gospel music today. And he's much younger than I am, but I call him my hero. Would you get up on your feet and clap your hands tonight for the Reverend Kirk